Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As bad as the national economy may be in 2024, I fear that Michigan's economy will fare even worse. As we have learned from American history and from the experiences of post-World War II Germany and Japan, the way to stop the relative decline in Michigan's per capita income from being well above the national average to now being below it is to cut the state government spending, cut taxes, balance the budget, and pay off the massive unfunded liabilities for government employee pensions and retiree health care, and cut government regulation of the private sector. Unfortunately, last year, Governor Whitmer and the state legislature enacted too many laws and regulations that were the opposite of good governance. They mandated that state governments pay higher prices for construction projects, halted a permanent tax cut for all Michigan taxpayers, effectively require that all Michigan taxpayers subsidize 100% of the union dues of unionized workers, and cut Michigan's future electrical generating capacity while pushing up rates far above the national average, and attacked in multiple ways the teaching of Michigan students to learn how to read. Among the things that the governor and legislature couldn't be bothered to do was to use a recent unsustainable increase in funding to make a huge repayment in the unfunded liabilities. Now we have a state government spending at unsustainable levels. In fiscal 2021, total state government spending was $61.5 billion. Just 2 years later, in fiscal year 2023, spending jumped 40% to more than $86 billion. Spending is now so huge that even the state government budget office and the House and Senate fiscal agencies are warning that these spending levels are many billions of dollars beyond expected revenues. As a result of the governor and legislature revoking Michigan's right to work law last year, we are already seeing Michigan jobs moving out of state or disappearing altogether. The 12 American states with the highest percentage population growth all have right to work laws and above-average worker income growth. Will the last person moving out of Michigan for a better job please turn out the lights? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.